Somebody sent me a question from Akim from A Course in Miracles. There is a phrase that is often repeated in A Course in Miracles called the light of the world. There is a lesson which says, you are the light of the world. What does it mean when Jesus is saying, you are the light of the world? Just keep breathing. So what Jesus is trying to say in that, firstly, is that you're not a body. You're not a body, you're not something physical. You are a light. You are the light that lights up the entire world, or you can even say the entire universe. What does it mean to be a light that lights up the world or lights up the universe? Think of the body, for the sake of understanding this, think of the body as something that is a, let's say, like it's a dead object, like a computer. A computer without electricity, like a dead object. When the electricity comes into the computer suddenly becomes alive. Without the electricity, the computer is nothing, is zero. Similarly, without the light of consciousness, without the light of consciousness, this body is nothing. This body is nothing. It's like a dead computer. Without the light of consciousness, it is nothing. When the light comes, the body says, I am. I exist. But what has actually come? What has actually appeared is just the light of consciousness. This light of consciousness is same in every living thing. So this is the light through which we see. How do we see? We can see the world because of this light. We can hear, we can taste, we can touch because this light is within us. So this light is actually Christ consciousness itself. You can call it universal consciousness, cosmic consciousness, Christ consciousness, your consciousness, many words are there. But it is the single consciousness which envelops everything, within which everything is appearing and disappearing. It is the field of singularity. It is the field of oneness. It is the light that joins everything. So when Jesus says, you are the light of the universe, or you are the light of the world, he's saying you are not a body. You are not going to die. You are not weak. You are not a little victim who has fallen down in a big hole and you can't climb out. Those are just stories. You are the light of the universe. That is the most powerful thing in existence. Jesus is saying, you are the most powerful thing in existence. You are the light of the universe. Somehow in our day-to-day life, we forget that I am the light of the universe. We get into this belief that I am a body-mind. There is a sense I am this limited body-mind. is going to suffer, it's going to grow old, it's going to die. Till it dies, it has to struggle all the time. So many things. But Jesus is saying that your entire struggle is based on an error in perception. You have simply made a mistake in understanding yourself. You are the light of the universe. Ramana Maharishi used a different word when he was asked about what is our true nature. When somebody asked him, what is our true nature? He used two words. He used the two words, wordless illumination. Bina, if I translate it into Hindi, it will be Bina Shabdo Ki Roshni. Wordless illumination. Now when he says illumination, again he is referring to a kind of a light. And this light has no words. It is not created by thought. It is not something your mind can imagine. It is wordless. Bina Shabdo Ki Roshni. This is the same thing Christ is referring to. The light of the universe. It is that which makes everything alive. It is that without which nothing can exist. It is the source of life itself. It is the source of you. If you remove this light, it is exactly like pulling the plug from a computer. Then there's nothing. So Jesus is wanting us to explore this dimension of ourselves, or this truth about ourselves. Jesus wants us to remember that I am not a body. I am the light of the universe. I was never born. I will never die. One is only having a temporary experience through these particular body minds. Nothing that happens in this world or during this experience has any effect on me whatsoever. Just like whatever happens in the computer or to the computer, the electricity remains unaffected. The light remains unaffected. Similarly, whatever happens to us at the body-mind level, the light remains unaffected.